Want to welcome you all here tonight to our March meeting of the Design Review Board, and we appreciate your participation in this process in which we attempt to assist our property owners in historic and downtown overlay districts to make improvements to their property and hopefully enhancing the character, the already existing character that we have in our downtown neighborhoods. And thank you again for participating. I think you all, most of you have been to the meetings before and understand the way we generally will read the application. Our secretary, our acting secretary, Maria, and at that time the applicant will be asked to come forward. And Paula, I'm gonna clarify with you. Do they come to this to the center podium now? Okay. And so again, we'll get started if the commission here would review the minutes from February. We need to review those and make any changes, if there are any, or have a motion to adopt them.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the work session and the regular meeting of February 2nd, 2016.
Good. Thank you. We've got a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, the minutes are approved. All right, and I believe now we can turn this over to Madam Secretary to introduce the first application.
Okay, our first applicant is Brian South, location at 132 Chesterfield Street South. Project description, the applicant is requesting approval for the construction of a two single-family homes on the property at 132 Chesterfield Street South. Materials for the construction include a brick foundation, smooth cement board for the siding, soffit and fascia, 30-year black architectural shingles, aluminum clad wood windows to meet specs on the plans, and wood doors. Also included are color samples for the two homes. The floor plans for the houses are identical with different window configurations. Also requested is the addition of a 4-foot-tall wood shadow box fencing along the front of the houses and along the north side of the house to the left, which will extend the rear of the houses. Stamped concrete will be applied for the front walks in between the two units.
All right, thank you. And I think we have the applicant here tonight. If you would come to the center lectern, please. And then just state your name for the record and your address.
Mm-hmm. Brian South, 318A Lauren Street South.
Thank you. Now, did you have anything that you'd like to add to the application?
No, sir. I think we've covered it pretty well. And I appreciate all of your donation of time in this process.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you for being here. I'll ask if anyone, any of our board have questions. We've been able to have the advantage of meeting with you in the work session, and that was, I think, a useful process.
Thank you.
We'll see if we have any other questions.
Mr. South, just to clarify, you and I spoke a few minutes ago about the window, and the package calls for them to be 2/2. And you wanted those to actually be 2/1 designs on the operating windows.
It really did not matter to me. I like either way.
Well, I don't have a preference. I just, since it wasn't consistent, I wanted to make a note of that.
All right. Just 2/2, I think. I like 2/2.
Yeah, we'll just have to add that since we're voting on, it looks like 2/1. Then we'll just make a note.
Both designs have different, if you look at the plans, one has 2/1 and one has 1/1, but the window schedule calls for 2/2, and so there's actually three different styles of windows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, as I say, if whoever's making the motion needs to reference, which it is, I think most of us would probably prefer to have muttons, at least 2/1.
I agree.
And now, you're saying the window schedule showed something different over here in the...
We don't have page numbers, but It's on one of the drawing.
Apologize for that. We went back to our design.
It's all right. There's been a lot of changes.
Okay. All righty. Now, did we decide, is it 2/2 then?
2/2 is fine with me.
2/2.
All right. And when we make the motion, we'll just add that.
Right.
To clarify. Now, I think you and I spoke earlier about the possibility of just adding some depth to the second floor porch so the columns appear to be holding up a lintel that the porch sits on.
The porch weight, yes.
And it really should help in not just in terms of the aesthetics and scale, but in terms of the height of the column you have to put in there. So that's an okay thing. And we can delineate that on one of the drawings if need be. Okay. Let's see. The other question were the fence height. I believe it's presented as a 5-foot privacy fence from the back. This was perhaps a change from the application that it would no longer come down the
alleyway
the north side alleyway. It would, I guess, terminate at the back of the unit, turn and stop. You'll have it in the rear.
Now, what we're proposing is to have the fence make the frontage, turn the side to the porch, stop, pick back up at the rear courtyard area at 5 feet, same shadow lines. I'm thinking through this. I might want to go to 6 feet at the back.
Yeah.
If you didn't have any, we've had some response from market on that.
Right. I think.
Delete the side alleyway fence, do it all plantings.
Yeah.
And up at 6 feet wrap around the back.
Yeah. Can you go with a 3-foot frontage?
Sorry?
Can you go with a fence 3 feet high and across the front?
Sure. Yeah, it wouldn't obstruct visual exiting on parking.
Okay. And will the fence in the front have any shape to it, or will it be just cut across?
We like the way that fence looked out there on, is it Park Avenue or Carlton?
Park.
Park. Mm-hmm. And it's flat across the top. I like the simplicity of it, especially painted the Charleston green. Mm-hmm.
Is that specified in here, this Charleston green?
I don't know that you specify the color of the fence, but it's a photograph of a Charleston green fence. That's the color.
Yeah.
Okay. And you prefer not to have a picket in the front?
The only thing about the picket is most people end up going with the package deal from Lowe's, and I'd rather go with the shadow box.
And that's wood.
That's wood.
And sometimes it's hard to.
Right. Yeah, it's not vinyl.
Have a constructed wood picket. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Were those most of the questions we had? I think we've made a lot of progress on this, and I believe it will be an improvement to that street, that streetscape. Okay. If there are not any other questions, I'll just allow others who may have comments. I don't know that we have anybody, but I'll just allow them, for the record, to speak.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'll just ask now if anyone would like to speak with regard to the application at 132 Chesterfield, two townhouses. And you've seen some of the pictures of them up here. All right. Now, if you all can remember the particular modifications to the application, that would be helpful if that was added into the motion. Somebody would like to do that, including the color of the fence, I think would be good.
I'll give it a shot. Mm-hmm. With respect to application 16-001035, I move that we approve the application as submitted with the following modifications to it. First thing being that the fence along the north side by the drive is deleted. The fencing in the front of the houses are 3 foot high. Fences in the back can be up to 6 foot high. They'll be painted Charleston green in accordance with our approved paint colors. There'll be a lintel applied to the bottom of the second story porch in the front on both of the facilities. And the windows will be in accordance with the window schedule that's identified there as 2/2.
Mm-hmm. I believe that was it. Yeah, yeah.
I second the motion.
Okay, we've got at least 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Yeah.
I've said in our first work session that I'm against the density of this narrow house and this height of house this close together. And I still maintain that for this section of town, that it's just not appropriate. I'm not saying it wouldn't be appropriate in other sections, but mm-hmm. it just doesn't seem to fit in with that neighborhood.
Okay. You prefer a parking lot?
No. I didn't say that.
Okay. Okay. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. So you'll have to vote your conscience. All right. Any other comments? Any discussion? Okay. All in favor of the application as it is amended, raise your right hand. Okay. We have all opposed? One opposed. All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Our next applicant is Kevin Reardon at 217 Park Avenue Southeast. The project description, the applicant is requesting approval for a new roof for the building at 217 Park Avenue Southeast. The roofing is now shingles, but the owner prefers a brown metal roof. Also, the applicant wishes to add 800 square feet to the rear of the building. The materials for the addition will match the existing building. There will be one door on the east side of the building and one window on the south side of the building. A new privacy fence matching the one to the east of the building will be added along the rear property line.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. And I think, do we have the applicant or representative of the applicant here tonight? If you could give us your name and address, please.
Kevin Reardon. That is 217 Park Avenue Southeast.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I think it's complete. It's a small commercial building. It's a single-story brick building.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add 800 feet square feet onto the current 1,100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We've added the roof, middle panel roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then those are new skylights.
They will be new skylights, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Operable skylights, maybe, huh? Are they operable skylights? Yeah. Okay. And we don't want to get into the interior layout much, but it appears that the there will be a living unit in there. Is that right or not?
Sir.
No.
It currently operates as a hairdressing salon.
Okay.
So we're adding the X-ray and spa.
Okay.
So all of the extension is really geared towards spa. Mm-hmm. So the bathroom, I think that everything is spa.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions?
I do. So obviously it's kind of just a regular little building right now. Was there any thought given to making it look more like a historical building downtown or anything like that?
The architects out of Lexington tried to work with him with some ideas, but nothing seemed to make sense. Story building to our west, the east did have a second floor, but maybe.
Well, I don't think your addition, changes the property in any meaningful way.
other than the roof, I mean, metal roof.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, metal roof, guys.
Okay, if there are no other questions, I'll go ahead and ask if there are others here who want to speak with regard to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I will ask if someone would like to speak with regard to 217 Park Avenue to this building addition. You're welcome to do so, and I don't see anyone here.
Well,
you want?
I wasn't planning on saying something, but I just wanted to point out that there's a little indentation. I'm in the building to the west of this building.
Okay, good. Can you give us your name?
I'm sorry. I'm Mark LeGrand, okay. LeGrand Engineering.
Good.
And my building is to the west of this building, and I have an egress door out the back east side of the building, and they have put a little indentation into the building for me.
Oh, good.
I wanted to make a note of that.
Okay, and in the addition, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So y'all are already coordinating?
Yes.
Good, good. So they contacted you when they began? That's.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah, sometimes we have neighbors appearing, you know, here for the first time that don't know what's happening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other comments? If someone would care to make a motion, we can obviously discuss it a little bit more if need be.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. Relative to application 16001027 for the addition of on the back of a brick building, materials to match, but not being in violation of any of our tenants, I move that we approve it as submitted.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and second. Any other discussion? All right, all in favor of the application as presented, 217 Park Avenue, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. Thank you for bringing it. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we are complete with this agenda, and so I will call the meeting adjourned.
Good job.
Yeah.